You look at power rankings from ESPN, other organizations like that have them in the bottom half of the league. Las Vegas, they set the line of over-under of wins for the Dolphins at 7.5. So the betting public thinks that they're going to go 500, if not worse. It's a big step back for the Dolphins. That's Adam Gase's challenge, to channel that doubt, to channel that skepticism into anger and to motivation for his team. Here's one thing the Dolphins have going for them: familiarity. Last year is all new. First year with Adam Gase, first year with the offense, first year with the defense. That's not the case anymore. They went into training camp knowing who they were, what they wanted to do, and how to do it. That's why you're seeing faster, crisper practices, and I expect that to continue. I don't think you're going to have as slow of a start as they had last year, 1-4 in the first five games. They're going to be a much better, much more aggressive, faster team out of the gate. The problem is this: they played one of the weakest schedules in football last year. That's not the case anymore. They have a brutal road trip. 3 straight weeks early in the season, they're in LA, they're in New York, and then they're in London. The opposition of those games may not be great, but the travel truly is. They'll be traveling over 10,000 miles in the span of 15 days. And they have to get off to a fast start because the level of competition really ramps up in the second half of the season.